Jose, in anybody's language, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, of course. What makes me the most, what gives me the most satisfaction is that after a difficult game at home, when certainly we deserve more, I think, and we were leading, and after conceding two own goals, you know the story. I was expecting more difficulties in terms of you know, psychologically, but again, the player did what they have to do. And for me, as coach, that the best answer, because they were trying all together through, again, a good commitment and sometimes good opportunities also. Because, so again, I repeat, it's a big performance regarding, again, our context and certainly the game we play at home. And when you know difficulties we have to score, you know, you start the game with some thoughts. But I didn't saw it on the pitch. I mean, they were more involved in the game than in source. So I'm happy. The reaction and the way they did it.
As a coach, you must be delighted about the shape of your team and the way that your team kept the shape.
Yeah, that's why, and that's why I was explaining to them, you know, sometimes you are better in the games, you have to have a good position, and sometimes defending is part of the game, and the way they wanted the same thing all together. As you said, for a coach, it's a big satisfaction, because you ask always this about your squad. And even in the second half, when you see the opportunity, for example, of Jakob Melis, again, we can also win the game, even we have some difficulties in our box. So that's the story of football. We miss this next step to be more effective sometimes. But, you know, most of the players, the first time they play together, most of them no experience of championship or not enough. And we have to build something new. And I think, again, that the foundation is, first of all, the team spirit and what we look for all together. That's what I saw on the pitch.
You pulled Edu Auriol into the centre of the pitch in that little pocket of space, and he really did direct operations, didn't he?
Yeah, that was the idea. I mean, I put it on the left side because I'm sure that the collaboration with the brother is great. That's one first thing. And after, because I wanted to hold the ball higher and on front. And it's true that with Nathan on the right, we create some opportunity, a good one. So, yes, that's what I explained to you. Sometimes the player don't know that each other completely, and maybe the coach sometimes even has his own idea as to discover also the player in different situations. That's normal. I mean, and based on this, yes, we see the other game in another way. But you know, even with the number of games we have to play, we have to use all the squad. So I try always, as I explained, to have a look on the opponent, to have a look on the good balance in the team. And after, it's up to them and up to the message you want to deliver and what they want to do with your message.
Strikers live on goals. You must be delighted for Ishmael to finally get underway.
Yeah, and him also, believe me. and he was close maybe to score a second. But the starting point, not the fact that he scored, he is working harder than before, just simply. So I explained to him, even when you run defensively, it gives you a better body, a better physical, because he arrived, you know, after 5 weeks of discussion and without being prepared. And when you see his profile, he needs certainly to be fit. And because you want to work, he's fitter and fitter. But he has to keep going and to go in this way.
The one downer on the night, no Jose Miguel Cabero in the second half. What's the news?
He received a kick. It's about the ankle. We don't know exactly, but I know that if he stay in the dressing room for the second half, that's quite important. So the same for Andrea, who was still a problem on his feet too. So we're not really served by the luck, actually. We have also Peter Clark, one of the most experimented. So it's not good news, but we see that even with this difficulty, we have still a team and a squad on the pitch. So for me, it's also very important. For the rest, we'll see with the future examine exactly what's the gravity of the danger.
And hardly any time to rest on this big game coming up in front of the TV cameras on Friday against a strong team.
Yeah, we knew that the three games will be difficult, and there is no reason to have more easy the next game, certainly not against Cardiff, but it gives us a better feeling. You can imagine that after the previous game, even again I repeat, against Norwich we did well, but two own goals and the rest of story that you know. So we have to stay in the same mindset and thinking that all the time everything can happen. And I think that it's this mindset till the beginning of the season. That's why I have no doubt about the involvement of the player. But I have still some doubt on the fact that we have to have more experimented player and effective player just to help the group.
And the question I always have to ask, are you anywhere near having those people in?
This week, two new players, but without experience, championship is, let's say, two more bodies, and we hope that they will surprise us. It's not necessary, I mean, what I'm looking, because I spoke about experience, but anyway, they have other profiles, so we will see how we can use them and when. And what will be the performance? So, I repeat, for the rest, I'm still waiting.